Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. In 1988, a flamingo living at the Tracy Aviary in downtown Salt Lake City escaped and made a new home on Great Salt Lake. His name was Pink Floyd, and his yearly migrations attracted spectators and led some to suggest we should even import more flamingos for him to have a family. The Tracy Aviary originally had 10 flamingos, and staff clipped their wings regularly so they couldn't escape their Liberty Park home. Somehow, Floyd managed to skip wing clipping, and when he discovered he could fly, found his way to Great Salt Lake. Floyd was right at home there. Originally from Chile, his breed of flamingo is known for feasting on brine shrimp and living in terminal salt lakes at high elevations, just like ours. Great Salt Lake receives migratory birds every year from places as far away as Mexico and Russia, but Pink Floyd, as far as we know, was the only flamingo to grace its shores. Floyd quickly became a celebrity, enchanting birdwatchers and confounding scientists. When the ranger patrolling Great Salt Lake first spotted Floyd and called in the sighting, he was called crazy and then asked, "Is there an elephant with him?" Tracy Aviary birdkeepers considered trying to recapture him, but Floyd was smart. No bait would draw him away from the bountiful supply of brine shrimp. As one aviary staffer said, "The habitat out here is marvelous, except for the lack of company." One group of fans calling themselves Friends of Floyd tried to remedy Floyd's suspected loneliness by raising money to bring 25 flamingos to Utah, but the idea never took off. Critics worried about a flock of flamingos disrupting Great Salt Lake's delicate ecology, and suggested visitors could instead appreciate the multitude of unique birds that already travel great distances to live on its shores. Floyd made his last winter journey to Great Salt Lake in 2005. He wasn't a mirage, and he wasn't just another brick in the wall. Pink Floyd was a legend who inspired Utahns to appreciate the wonderfully rare and unique ecology embodied by Great Salt Lake. Find sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Weiss.